He gave me a resentful glance. I stood quite quietly looking at him.
"If you want to do something for me, you can get me some milk," he said at last. "I haven't been able to get out for 2 days."
There was an empty bottle by the side of the bed, which had contained milk, and in a piece of newspaper a few crumbs. "What have you been having?" I asked.
"Nothing."
"For how long?" cried Stroma. "Did you mean to say you've had nothing to eat or drink for 2 days? It's horrible."
"I've had water."
His eyes dwelt for a moment on a large can within reach of an outstretched arm.
"I'll go immediately," said Stroma. "Is there anything you fancy?"
I suggested that he should get a thermometer and a few grapes and some bread. Stroma, glad to make himself useful, clattered down the stairs.
"Damn fool,"
muttered Strickland. I felt his pulse. It was beating quickly and feebly. I asked him one or two questions, but he would not answer, and when I pressed him, he turned his face irritably to the wall. The only thing was to wait in silence. In 10 minutes, Stroma, panting, came back. Besides what I had suggested, he brought candles and meat juice and a spirit lamp. He was a practical little fellow, and without delay set about making bread and milk. I took Strickland's temperature. It was 104. He was obviously very ill.